Time for our Tuesday morning conversation. Neither one of us were here last Tuesday, so we're both here today. Dave Nelson's here from Powerhouse Lawn and Leisure in Merrill. Morning, Dave.
Morning, Jeff.
I had to make a quick flight to Florida last week, and you were a little bit under the weather.
I was. Don and I went out to the pool and spa show out in Las Vegas a few weeks ago, and got to meet with some of the people from Arctic Spas. Got to meet with a number of vendors. Got to see some new things, you know, as we look at bringing in accessories or things that make sense for our hot tub customers. And had a great trip. Came back. Felt a little sick over the weekend. Went in on Monday. Was diagnosed with COVID.
Oh, boy.
Went back in on Wednesday because now I had a fever.
Yeah.
And so I spent a couple weeks at home unexpectedly. And, man, the crew at the store did a great job keeping everything running smoothly.
Yes.
Getting a hold of me when they needed to. And so I was back at it again last Monday and feeling better every day.
I can attest that your staff was doing good work. I went in there. I needed pellets and I needed sauce. And so I know right where to go for the pellets. The sauce was a different issue. It's been a while since I've been just a fan of the Smoky Mountain Blues.
Blues Hog?
The Blues Hog for a long time. But I thought, you know, I'm going to try something a little bit different just to be different. And so I just because I know how good John Henry's rubs are, I thought, okay, I'm going to try John Henry's sauce. And caught my eye. The bottle's very nice. The packaging is very nice. And oh my gosh, that is when every time I think I've had the best sauce ever, I try a new one. I think, oh boy, maybe this one's the best sauce ever. The pecan barbecue sauce from John Henry, awesome. And there's even little chunks of pecan in there.
Yeah, that sauce is great.
Yeah.
So we've had that in stock for a few years, and I had a conversation with John Henry, and I said, John, what things do you have that I should have here? Well, you got my pecan sauce or barbecue sauce? I said, no, you got to have that.
So, oh, yeah.
And it is so good.
Yeah, it's really good. So I know we're going to go a little bit out of order here since we're already on the topic here. People like you and I, we love to grill. We like to cook out. We like to smoke. We are the easiest people to buy Christmas presents for, no matter what our spouses or family members say. You're so hard to buy for. No, we're not.
Mm-hmm.
We're really not that hard to buy for.
I've got a son-in-law like that down in Milwaukee area. And my wife was like, well, what are you going to get Derek? I said, well, Derek's going to get pellets and rubs.
There you go.
Well, how do you know he needs it? Because he likes it, and he's a couple of them he likes, and I'll throw a couple of new ones in there for him.
To answer the question for anybody who says you think he needs it, yes, we all need it, and we never have enough.
Right.
It doesn't go bad. We liked a little bit of variety and things like that. So, yes, we need it.
Exactly.
And we love it. And so, and they fit perfect.
They're perfect stocking stuffers.
Exactly.
They fit. One, two, or three, you got a big stocking, just fill it up.
Yeah, a bag of pellets might be hard to get into the stocking.
That's a little tough, but the sauce isn't rough.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So I was sitting in there, and I was thinking, and your help was right there on the spot. She said, well, would you like to try some samples? I said, well, I'm pretty good on rubs right now, and so what I really need is a sauce, and I know you can't do samples on sauce. So what kind of advice do you give folks? So what kind of questions do you ask folks? I knew exactly what I was looking for. As soon as I saw it, I knew that's what I wanted to try that. So how do you help people?
What are you cooking? What are you making? Do you do a lot of pork? Do you do a lot of beef? Do you do chicken? You know, what do you, and somebody says, well, I do it all. Or somebody will say, you know, I do a lot of pork butts. And say, okay, if you do that, this is a winning combination, or there's this. And then, excuse me, from there, it's, you know, do you like sweet? Do you like salty? Do you like garlicky? Do you like peppery?
A little heat?
You like a little heat? What are your taste preferences? And we know there's some go-tos there. That if I have you taste, you tell me, you know, I'd like something really good for, pork chops or pork tenderloins. I do a lot of pork tenderloins on the Primo ceramic grill, and that's my wife's favorite. And so we have that more often probably than anything else I make on the grill. But it's just the sauces and rubs just take it to the next level.
They sure do, and there's a fantastic. What are you up to as far as how many choices, how
there's
many rubs, how many sauces? Yeah, it's hard to count.
More than 80 total.
Oh
yeah.
Boy, yeah.
So Adina came up with an idea probably close to a year ago. It's a little gift box that three rubs and a sauce or four rubs can go in, and it's got a little packing material there. You can come in and build your own box. It's $39.95 for the box of four.
Okay.
And it's just, and I had someone come in, middle of last week, and the fella bought three boxes for, you know, different family members. He was back the next day. So my wife said this was great and bought for three more people, so... but it's a lot of fun. That part of the business is a lot of fun.
And the part about buying for somebody who likes to do this, you can buy the stuff that you like and make them cook that stuff, and that's a win-win.
That's a win-win, yeah.
Yeah. As far as accessories go with all this stuff, now that's where it gets a little bit more, the person that has the stuff and is actually using these tools, when it comes to all the different accessories, maybe that's something that's better left to a gift certificate from Power House Lawn and Leisure.
Yep, and we got those as well. We used to just have a paper certificate. Now we actually have a plastic gift card. So you come in, you know, hey, I'd like $25 or $50 or whatever the amount would be, you know, for a person, and you got a gift card that's good for anything in the store. And it's funny when people come in. Sometimes if somebody coming in there, maybe they're looking for a part for their snowblower or their lawnmower or their chainsaw, or they're looking, and they end up looking at the grilling supplies, or they end up looking at hot tubs, or they end up looking at, you know, the different things. And it's kind of like, you know, this is like a candy store for adults.
Exactly. You know? And always something to do while you're waiting.
Yep.
Always something to do. Powerhouse Lawn and Leisure is a store right on Highway 64, a fantastic place for gift ideas. But if you still have work to do, let's talk a little bit about some of the tools that are there to get the work done, Dave.
Well, there's a bunch of things going on right now. We've got an accessory, talking about accessories for the chains. It's called a chain locker. And this is something that we saw at a show a couple of years ago and brought them in. We were the first person in the country to buy from these people. Kelly and her husband designed this chain locker. And so what it is, what would you say? If you pull out a chainsaw
chain. A place to put the chains for your chainsaw.
Yeah, so if you look at a chain when you lay it out, this chain locker has different compartment type things. So you can run short chains or long chains. It'll hold up like 8 chains. And they make 3 different colors. They make a silver one, they make a black one, they make an orange one, bright orange one. And what we found is people will buy, a lot of times they'll buy 2, and they'll have their dull chains in one and their sharp chains in another.
Different colors.
Because, when people bring chains in to be sharpened, you wouldn't believe it. They come in a bag and they're all rusty and knotted up. And, you know, most of us that have done some cutting over the years have got a couple of chains that, you know, they ended up like that. Well, this is the perfect thing to get that chain straightened out, get it sharpened, keep it orderly and organized. And when you go to make the next job, you know, the next cut, you got a sharp chain ready to go.
So in other words, anybody who works with a chainsaw, this is going to be a fantastic gift idea.
It is.
And it's not going to break the bank.
Yeah, it's a great nope. They're not that expensive. And we've got a deal going right now where if you buy 2 of them, you get a free chain sharpening.
Oh, nice. Mm-hmm. So check those chain lockers out as far as other tools to get the job done.
Let me back up one thing on chains here.
Okay.
We invested in a machine called a Franzen last year, and it's an expensive, expensive piece of equipment. And it's made in Europe, but it sharpens chains like nothing you've ever seen before. So when people bring a chain in to be sharpened, many times they get them back and they think it's sharper than new. It's just an incredible piece. So we sharpen, except for a couple of the real small chains or oddball sizes, we sharpen all those chains in-house now. And the quality of the chain sharpening is top-notch.
Speaking of small chains, that steel small trimmer chainsaw that fits in your hand, gosh, I'm seeing that all over the place. That's going to be a popular item this Christmas.
It is, and it's. I think we're down to maybe 1 or 2 of them in stock
really?
Right now. Yeah,
huh.
But they're $30 off right now. So that's a great little tool. I've played with one when we first brought one in. My wife and I had a couple of messy flowering crab trees that I cut down in the front yard. I mean, they're beautiful 2 days a year, depending on the wind and when they blossom.
Mm-hmm.
But otherwise, they were just a mess. So we cut down some other old shrubs that were overgrown. And we used this little thing for close to an hour before we had to recharge the battery.
Really?
I just used it to cut the bottom off my Christmas tree the other day. We went and got our tree. Still have a fresh tree in the house. And, you know, you zip off that little thing, and they're just neat.
And other steel saws are on promo price right now, too, and I'm seeing a bunch of free stuff that if you buy a saw now, what happens?
Yeah, there's 3 different models, MS-271 and MS-291, and our most popular pro saw is MS-261. You buy one of those, you get a free case from Steel, a free extra chain, and a free steel hat. It's over $100 value.
Nice.
And that goes through the end of the year, depending on availability.
Okay, again, a fantastic Christmas gift idea. But if you wouldn't give a blender or a new spatula for a Christmas gift, probably shouldn't give a snowblower either. But some guys might really want a new snowblower for Christmas, and that'd be okay. See, that's the difference between guys and women. Sometimes we like tools to get the job done.
Well, you
do
never
that for
know.
A woman.
There's some ladies that like to blow snow as well, and like
true.
To mow the lawn, you know?
Yeah, that's
so
true.
So as I look out the window here with you, there's some snow flurries in the air. We know the snow's coming. It's obviously we've gotten by pretty easily so far this year.
Yeah.
But Aaron's has a promo running. They call it Snowmageddon. And they have from $50 to $150 instant rebate on all of their 2-stage snowblowers. And we got a great selection in stock. We also have one special edition model. It's called the Great Lakes that they came out with. It's got a power chute control up and down and side to side. It's got a fuel-injected engine. It's got an extra LED headlight. It's a great machine, and they have a $150 instant rebate on that one. I'm doubling the rebate on that one through the end of the year. I think I've got five or six of them in stock. So you're going to get $300 off that snowblower, plus you're going to get a free extended warranty that gives you two extra years of warranty.
So you're going to need a snowblower before the winter time is over. No doubt about that. So if it's Aaron's, built in Wisconsin, great record. Service-wise,
performance-wise, they're absolutely awesome. Yeah. Plus, they've got the rebates. Plus, we've got the full line of Toro, from the little 18-inch, actually from the snow shovel, which is a little battery one, to 18-inch machines, all the way up to 30-inch machines. Great selection in stock.
Let's talk spas a little bit here. My wife and I were talking. It's no secret, Dave. We're looking for a new house, and we were talking the other day about some of the things we want in a house, and we were both thinking that our next house has to have a hot tub. And I said, well, if we're going to be somewhere between Tomahawk and Merrill, I know a guy in Merrill that sells really nice hot tubs. She says, yeah, I know. I hear you talking about them all the time. That's the way I'd want to go. And so when she said that, wow. Awesome. Yes.
You get the green light for that. You better get in and get it taken care of.
Well, we got to find the house first. But I'll tell you what, you'll be the next guy I talk to after we sign the papers with the real estate folks. Arctic Spa.
I got to get that in writing for you.
As much as I have talked to you about these things and as much as I see them when they're in the shop, I just don't know that there would be any other way I would go. And if I had to wait a little while extra or ask the bank for a little extra money to make it happen, I don't think I want to go any other way. When I get a spa, I don't want to do it twice. I don't want to worry about all the different things that comes with different spas that are out there. I think I want to do it right the first time.
That's exactly it. And a lot of the people that we sell spas to have already had a spa, so they know the things that they liked and things that they didn't like. And the things that we hear from people are the floors rot out on the competitive spas. You know, if you go to move one after 5 or 10 years, you don't know what's going to happen when you lift the thing up off the ground. That's one thing. The insulation is not as good. They're not sealed up from critters, so you get mice and bugs and bees and whatever else that are in the spas, and that they create problems with, obviously, wiring and other things. Arctic's got all of those things addressed, from their Forever Floor, which is a fiberglass composite floor that can go on bare ground. You don't need to pour a slab or have pavers for these spas. And I need to go through continual training on the spas. And so I was watching a module the other day, and I didn't realize this. I knew that the Forever Floor is a fiberglass composite floor that's pressed. But they have, where it's pressed in place, the concrete there is 25 feet deep. They need 25 feet of concrete because there's so much force from that press that's coming down to make the floor. And it's just incredible. They've had these Forever Floors since the early 2000s. They've never had a warranty claim on one. And it's the type of thing where, you know, if you were to buy a spa for your existing home and then you're going to move, you simply pick it up and move it. Your warranty transfers. It stays with the original owner, but you can move the spa from point A to point B. So starting from the ground up, the floor, the insulation, our connectivity to the internet, where we can go in as a dealer and so can the factory in Canada, dial into your spa and check what's working and not working, make adjustments, do firmware upgrades. Nobody else in the market has that. Hmm. And there's been kind of a flurry of activity on spas here the last few weeks. And it's really interesting. I had a couple that was in on Saturday that right down the road from them, their neighbors have had a spa for me for a couple years. And they went shopping at competitive places, and they came in, and were a little higher priced, but they started looking at it, and they said, you know, you have this spa boy, this automated saltwater system, which greatly reduces chemicals, makes your skin softer instead of drying your skin out when you get in the spa. You change your water once every year, maybe once every 2 years. People go, wow, that's going to be really easy to maintain. That's worth extra money right there.
Yeah.
So I have another person. My phone rang as I was sitting here with you, and I sent him a message. I'll call him back. He's going to buy a spa today. He's been in a couple. He was in probably 6 months ago, and then he was in a couple times over the last week, and was in yesterday, and I told him we'd get together today. But he shopped heavily at the competitive places, and he's got an existing spa now that's got a leak, and he doesn't want to deal with those people anymore. And but he kept coming back, and the hard thing for him was to justify, you know, the additional dollars in the spa.
Okay.
So I had quoted him on our next level down, which is called a classic. Same Forever Floor, same insulation, same fiberglass back acrylic, but it doesn't have the connectivity to the internet. It doesn't have the spa boy option. And all of a sudden, my price is right there with competition, maybe a little bit less, But then he's looking at it and saying, yeah, but then I don't have this, and I don't have this. And
yeah.
So he's convinced himself to get the better spa. And I'd much rather be selling the product that I sell than the product that I sell against. And that's just honest.
And the accessories that go with them, too, if you want a cover over the top and you don't want it sticking up all the time, press a button, the cover goes down.
Power, and those are made in Quebec.
Yeah.
I talked to those people when I was out at the pool and spa show. And just great people from there. One of the couples that I know is also going to buy a spa from me, they're hemming and hawing about how big to go. And I just met the customer's wife for the first time on Friday when they were in. And she wants to go with the Ocean, which is the all-weather pool, the big one.
The big one, yeah.
So he had me quote on that, and it was kind of funny. He came in, he said, my wife will be in. She came in with two kids. They spent a little time. Wife had to go with one of the kids someplace. So he had me quote on this Ocean, and then I said, you know, are you interested in the Covana, the power cover? He goes, oh, no, we can do the cover. So on an Ocean, you have two covers that you flip back, and then they stand up on each end of the spa.
Okay.
And his wife came back in to pick up the other one of the kids, and she said, so did you have him quote on that cover? And he said, no, well, we need that.
Oh.
So I don't know if they're going to buy the Ocean yet or if they're going to buy a little bit smaller. But either way, they're going to buy the Covana.
Yeah. And it's a cool thing, the configuration of all the jets. I've never seen that multiple number of jets in any one given spa either. If you don't like it this way, just move over this way, and you got a different whole feeling altogether.
Yep. You can pick there's different numbers of jets and different number of pumps, you know, depending on the model of spa that you get. And that's one of the things. There are competitors that have more jets, but a lot of them are just that direct jet, that like the one you go to at the hotel where everybody fights over the jet. But you can only sit there for a couple minutes, or you know, burns a hole in you.
Right.
So they're all rotating jets. It's a very gentle massage, and they're placed, you know, ergonomically. They look at what makes most sense, you know, for that placement on the body. And Arctic's really done a good job with that.
So check them out. And a great couples gift. I know couples, sometimes we struggle. What do I get my wife? What do I get my husband? And I just don't know what to get. How about a couples gift, a spa, all the benefits.
For each other, yeah.
You're spending more time together.
Yep.
You're getting outside in the wintertime when you don't want to hibernate, because that's the best time to take a soak is at night when there's a few flurries, when it's cold out and it's nice and cozy warm in that spa. So there's so many benefits that go along with this.
And they actually look at family time. The kids like to be in the spa. My son's kids are, what are they? They're 11 and 3 or 4 now. And they love to spend a little time in the spa with mom and dad. You know, so it's just, the spa can be a family get-together place. You put away the cell phones, you sit in there and enjoy. If you turn the pumps off and just soak, you can have nice conversations. I got to tell you one more story about the Covana. There's a couple right here in Tomahawk who live over by the high school that bought a spa for me a couple years ago, and they redid their backyard. And so they came in beginning of this year, and they got a bunch of measurements for the Covana and everything, you know, so that they could get it installed. And we installed it several months ago. And then she was in on a Saturday. I had a couple other customers in. I was talking with them about spas. And that's the neat thing is a lot of times when I'm talking with a prospect, another one of my spa customers will come in. And I just, you know, say, hey, can you tell them about your spa? So I did. I said, hey, can you tell these folks a little bit about your spa? And she said, the spa's great, but the best investment we ever made was that power cover, that Covana.
Oh, really?
She said, we have that now, and it's just absolutely fabulous. Even my husband agreed.
Ah, well, that's good. mutual agreement is also a really good thing. We're almost out of time here, so real quick, I just had an idea with all the grill stuff. That's another thing where if you're into grilling, you want it a certain way. If you're into smoking, you want it a certain way, so it's hard to buy for.
Yep.
Gift certificate would do the job, or have you ever thought of putting a registry when guys like me come in there dreaming and drooling over all this stuff we'd want?
We have not, but that's a good idea.
You know, because then our wives can go in there and say, okay, I know my husband's in here.
I don't know which one he was talking about. Yep.
So
speaking of grills, getting back to that, we've got gas, we've got propane, we've got charcoal, we've got wood-fired, we've got the Brio wood-fired, the fire pits for the backyard, and the Firemaster bundle that we used for that steak cook-off this summer in August.
Yes.
I've got half a dozen or so of those left. That includes a Brio Y-Series pit, the outpost that you cook on, a skillet rest that slides on. You can put a cast iron pan on there and cook, and a set of gloves. Retail $745. We just dropped the price $100. It's $399. What a great Christmas gift or something, you know, for the backyard.
Ready to go, right? Just like that.
Yeah, ready to go.
Dave, it's been another year of we get together usually the first Tuesday. It's been a fantastic year. I know I really look forward to talking to you when you come in here. I hope you feel the same way, and I hope you can keep on going in 2024.
I do. It's fun, and we have a lot of customers that come in, or people come in, hey, are you the guy I heard on the radio? Or they come in, hey, I heard you again, and it might be 6 months or a year after we talk about something, but that's when they need that, and they remember the conversation.
Yeah.
So I have fun on here with you. I hope everybody enjoys listening. I want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. You know, invite everybody to stop in and say hi at the store, see what's new, and pick up some deals while you're there.
And until you get a fancy gift registry, just a little like a business card or just a little note or something, hand that to Dave or the crew over there, and now you're good to go.
Yep, exactly.
Thank you, Dave. Thank you very much. Merry Christmas.
Yeah, same to you, Jeff. Thank you.